From KUOW Seattle, it's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. How do you face your fears? Maybe you confront them. You force yourself to start a conversation with a stranger or touch a snake. I understand those strategies, but someone with a fear of heights learning to fly a stunt plane competitively, that story I want to hear. Cecilia Aragon directs the Human-Centered Data Science Lab at the University of Washington. Welcome back, Cecilia.
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm delighted to be here.
Were you always afraid of heights?
Oh, yes. I was an incredibly fearful and timid child. As a matter of fact, I was the last person anyone would have guessed would do something as crazy as learn to fly.
What was your first plane ride like?
All right. So this
I love the smile on your face.
It was quite an adventure. So I was 25, and I was working as a software developer in Silicon Valley, and a friend offered me a ride in a small airplane. And at first I said, of course not. I mean, that's not the sort of thing I do. I mean, I don't want to die.
Mm-hmm. Good reason.
And then it occurred to me that if I said no, maybe he'd never ask me again and I would have lost that chance. And then it also occurred to me that I'd been saying no to a lot of things throughout my life because of my fear. I dropped out of my PhD program. I wasn't applying for jobs that I thought I was really good at.
Oh, beyond fear of heights, you had been ruled by fear.
I'd been ruled by fear all my life, starting when I was a little girl and my teachers told me that I was a child of immigrants. Both my parents spoke with very thick accents, and I grew up in a small town in Indiana.
Your parents were from Chile and the Philippines?
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, I didn't even belong to a recognized minority group, but my second grade teacher told me to mark black on a census form, which is surprising, which, as you can see by my skin color, I don't look black. Mm-hmm. But she said, well, you sure are not white. And so I had no idea what my identity was. I just knew that I wasn't good at anything and nobody expected much of me. So
I'm going to fly in a plane. I'm going to.
Yeah.
So what was that plane ride like?
So I got in. So my friend showed up at the Oakland, California airport, said, ready to go. And I said, sure, but I was lying.
Had you told them you were terrified or you were just going to hold that back too?
I didn't really talk about that.
Okay.
And so he tells me he goes out to the plane and it looks like a toy. It's about 30 feet long.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really going to die now. Mm-hmm. And he says, climb on in. And then he starts doing something. And I said, he wants me to climb up on the wing and over the pilot seat to get into there? No, something's wrong. I have to ask him for help. But then I saw he was busy under the belly of the airplane with something. No, it was a screwdriver. And I thought, oh my gosh, he's repairing this plane before I even get in there. So I better not distract him. Mm-hmm. So I climbed in and I squeezed myself very tightly. And so I'm just not going to move during the whole flight. I'm just not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. And I'll survive, mm-hmm. hopefully. And then he gets into the plane, we taxi out, we take off, and it is so beautiful. You know, I can see the ocean, it's sparkling with sapphire and gold, and it's gorgeous.
You're not too scared to take all that in?
No, I was so amazed by how beautiful and wonderful it was, and the joy of being up in the air, which is something that I realized ever since I was a child, I'd kind of had this dream of flying, but just levitating up into the air, not in an airplane. I just wanted to be magic, right?
Yeah.
Don't a lot of us want that?
I have that recurring dream, Cecilia. Yeah.
And I realized this was it. This was my dream. And so there we were in the plane. And then I was saying, you know, I could start to enjoy this. And then my friend says, he tosses this map into my lap, very complicated map, and says, quickly, find the right number on this chart. And he starts asking me to do something. And I was panicked because I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about. But I thought, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, we're probably going to crash.
Right.
I mean, of course, that wasn't true, but I thought it was.
Yes.
And so I was just frozen, just the way I always did. I froze and didn't do anything. But then I remembered when I was a child, what happened is I heard my dad's voice. And my dad said, "You are really good at math. Anything that has to do with numbers, you can do it." And so I said, you know what? I might not be able to move, but I can calculate. I can do math. And so I looked at the chart, I looked at those numbers, and I said 347. And my friend grinned, banked the airplane to the right, and everything was fine.
So you navigated at the same time on your very first flight. So you loved it, and you were hooked. By the way, this is Cecilia Aragon, who has a memoir coming out this year called Flying Free, My Victory Over Fear to Become the First Latina Pilot on the U.S. Aerobatic Team. Is there a connection between facing fear and being the first Latina pilot?
Absolutely. Because one of the things I'm also the first Latina full professor in the College of Engineering at the University of Washington. And working, I really particularly enjoy working with students of color and women and people from underrepresented groups who have dreams, for example, dreams to be in science. And one of the things I've found is that my feelings of fear and my self-doubts are not uncommon, especially among people who grew up experiencing all this negative, you know, these negative expressions from their teachers and even their classmates. And I think it's not surprising that I'll talk to a woman scientist and she'll say, "Yes, I was afraid. I thought I wasn't good enough. I had imposter syndrome." And this experience is not uncommon, and it often manifests as fear. And so what I feel really helped me was to do something that was the scariest thing I could possibly imagine, but also something that I loved. And by facing that and learning that I could face it every day and I could keep getting better at what I loved doing, it gave me the courage to approach many other challenges in my life. And this is what I try to tell students today when I work with them, is that you can do anything you want to do if you just face your fear and stand up to it and keep trying.
It's interesting that you describe yourself as having been so fearful, when if I were afraid of heights, maybe I would have forced myself to go up to the Columbia Tower a bunch, you know, the top viewing deck a bunch of times, maybe, but get, you know, strapping into an airplane, wow. You seem like the least fearful person I know.
Well, thank you. I think it's maybe because I really felt that I wanted to accomplish something in my life. I didn't want to be defined by all the people who told me, "Oh, a Latina, a woman, a person of color, you can't do anything. You're not good enough." And I wanted to prove them all wrong.
And you just kept on going. I mean, you went beyond a hobby to train for the U.S. aerobatic team. What was at stake for you in doing that?
Well, this was the Olympics of aviation. And I think that being a member of this team represented for me the fact that I could be truly excellent at something. Instead of being the person that my teachers told was never going to be very good, the person who was put in the slow reading groups, who was told that she must have been plagiarizing when she wrote an essay with advanced vocabulary words. Instead, I could prove that I could represent the country that my parents came to as immigrants, and I could excel, and I could be a part of a team that was really bringing pride to the United States. And that meant a lot to me.
Cecilia Aragon directs the Human-Centered Data Science Lab at the University of Washington. She has a memoir coming out this year, Flying Free, My Victory Over Fear, to become the first Latina pilot on the U.S. aerobatic team. And she'll be telling more of her story about flying at the Story Collider Showcase tomorrow in Columbia City in the Royal Room. So it's a storytelling festival?
Yes. The Story Collider has been telling stories about science for 10 years. And so I and four other scientists are going to be telling our very cool stories about how we became scientists. And it's a great program because the goal is to break down stereotypes about who might be a scientist.
So before we go, can I just, I don't know that I'm going to strap myself into that stunt plane. So could you put me there? What is it like for you to be, you know, to be in flight?
All right. So it is the most incredible experience of my life. First of all, flying over this beautiful Earth really shows you what there is to see. I mean, it's amazing how much you can learn about the world just by flying over it. Because normally our vision is so limited because we drive on roads, right? You don't get to see the view from above. And when you fly in a jet, you're so high up, you can't see the details. So it's the perfect place to see the world. And also, it's exhilarating because you're sitting on the plane, you're strapped in, especially for doing the aerobatics. You know, you are feeling, you're feeling very intense G-forces. So I weigh about 100 pounds, but when I pull 10 Gs in an airplane, I weigh 1,000 pounds. Mm. So it's an incredibly athletic event. And
I have to train for it.
Yeah, training for it. I lifted weights. I ran. But also once I'm in the airplane, I didn't have any G suits or anything like that. So I would have to learn how to tighten my abdominal muscles and how to breathe in a special way so that I would keep oxygen flowing to my brain so I wouldn't black out from lack of oxygen. It is the most amazing experience that you can possibly have on or above this earth.
Cecilia Aragon will tell you a fuller story of her fears, her self-doubts, her flying, her stunt flying, and how it all has all changed her and maybe what facing your fear can do for you at an event, a storytelling event tomorrow in Columbia City, Seattle, at the Royal Room. It's the Story Collider Showcase tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Cecilia Aragon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.